W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said China's surveillance balloon program has now been exposed to the world.
What we know is we are not the only ones on the receiving end of the Chinese spy balloons. More than 40 countries have had these balloons go over their territory, and this goes back some years.
Speaking to ABC News in Munich after he met with China's foreign minister, the first high-level diplomatic meeting since that balloon was shot down 2 weeks ago. The U.S. and South Korea flew supersonic bombers in a joint display after North Korea launched an ICBM. The 39th president, Jimmy Carter, has entered hospice care in his home in Plains, Georgia. At 98, Carter is the longest living president in American history. He served one term from 1977 to 1981. The president of Norfolk Southern pledged support to the community of East Palestine, Ohio. He visited Saturday. That's the town where a Norfolk Southern freight train derailed, discharging some hazardous chemicals. This is ABC News. Two of the three students killed in the Michigan State University shootings last week were laid to rest on Saturday.
Mourners gathered at separate funeral services Saturday for two of the three Michigan State University students killed in last week's mass shooting on campus. Music filled St. Paul-on-the-Lake Catholic Church in Grosse Pointe Farms, where Brian Frazier grew up. 30 minutes away in a Detroit suburb of Clawson, another service taking place at the same time for Alexandria Verner. Her funeral will be held next week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Washington state lawmakers are pushing to rehire government workers who were fired over COVID vaccine mandates. King County Councilmember Reagan Dunn is one of two lawmakers introducing legislation to create hiring preferences for bringing back those workers.
The truth is, the governments at all levels need those employees back. Particularly with our emergency and first responders, like our law enforcement personnel.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
No, go ahead.
Warning. You're about to go. Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, lots of celebratory emoting going on around here.
it's a great Friday, Crudy.
Thank you to our most recent fine guest, the CEO of Civic Media, Sage Weil, my partner. Thank you, Sage. And we welcome a new fine guest, and we know you're there, callers. We'll get to you and your Friday grievances, although keep them less than harsh, man. Nobody better harsh my buzz today. I'm feeling celebratory because there were some big announcements made, and none bigger than our next guest. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn. Our friend Maggie, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday, sister.
Hey, Maggie.
Really great to see you guys, and congratulations on Civic Media's ever-expanding reach. Loved what the callers had to say last segment about really needing to have an alternative voice on the radio waves. Boy, that couldn't be more true, because all they're spouting on Righty Whitey Radio is a bunch of freaking lies. So better
keep
better
it clean, sister. Don't lose this fine radio network for Sage right on the first day. Maggie, you've known me for a long time, and I think the greatest accomplishment, at least from my point of view, is the fact that I kept the secret. I mean, for like 7 months, I've been keeping a secret, Maggie. I can't keep secrets.
Crudier in college was banned from answering the phone because he couldn't keep secrets. It's true.
I guess I'm just being a little self-congratulatory that I didn't blow it for a change. But Maggie,
you could have pat yourself on the back, man. You deserve it.
I could have blown this many times over, because right. The tendency was there so many, many times. Just to
yet another reason why you should definitely never become a lawyer.
Well, maybe a radio lawyer, Maggie.
There you go, a radio lawyer.
And I could give out legal advice, you know, sort of backhanded. I often do that now. I like to play a lawyer on the radio occasionally.
No, don't do that, Crudy. That's bad.
Indeed.
Maggie Dawn, I heard you playing a pundit on the radio the other day, and it was some damn fine stuff. I heard you actually talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And Maggie Dawn, next Tuesday is a primary. First and foremost, let me make a comment. Some seem confused on this point. You only get to vote for one candidate on the Supreme Court ballot. So when they say, choose either of these two,
You still only get to pick one. Now, yes. I would recommend that you choose amongst Everett Mitchell and Protasiewicz. Our earlier guest, I think, a little newsworthy in the fact that Dale Schultz, the twice-elected former majority leader, Republican of the state of Wisconsin, I don't know if you heard, but he endorsed Protasiewicz live on the air. I didn't even really think about that for more than 2 seconds that, oh, yeah, that's kind of newsworthy. That's kind of a big deal when Republicans are out endorsing the so-called liberal candidates. But, Maggie, you gave a pretty damn good explanation why you're completely unimpressed with Jennifer Doerle. Let's talk about her for a minute. Tell
yes,
us
please.
Why you don't think she had any sort of commendable presidings over the Waukesha Parade Trail.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite, like, hot takes, right, of the minute, as everybody wants to hype up Jennifer Doerle. I just don't get it, okay? So there's basically two things that she gets frequently praised for, and that's her presiding over the Waukesha Parade murder trial and the sentencing there, and also as a family woman, right? I don't get either of these things, like, at all. So if you take the Waukesha Parade murder trial, at base, hundreds of people watched this guy kill people with indisputable intention. So if there was, like, the easiest murder conviction to preside over as a judge, like, that's probably it, okay? Likewise with six life sentences. Like, that is not a hard from A to B to get. Now, I hear some of you out there going, but Maggie, this guy was a complete nightmare to deal with in the courtroom. Aha. Well, guess what? Nobody ever gets a complete free lunch. So I don't think she needs to get any deserved credit over the outcome of that trial, right? But the couple of wrinkles in the trial, which really would require the best of a judge, I think she failed miserably on. And those two axes are the complicating wrinkles in Mr. Brooks' trial. And the first one that he wanted to proceed pro se, right? And how did she handle that? And then further complicating that, and these issues sort of blend together a bit, is that his behavior was so disruptive that she had him removed from the courtroom and he effectively observed the proceedings virtually. I think she's got a problem on appeal. And the reason that his removal from the courtroom, while it may be appealing to a reasonable person, like just your average everyday Joe, Jane, et cetera, the reason that that's problematic is that under the Fourth Amendment, as well as the Fifth and the Sixth, predominantly the Fourth, we have a right to confront the witnesses against us. And that is interpreted pretty literally. It means to be in the same room with them. This has for decades been very complex when you deal with sexual assaults or child abuse, all of these sorts of things. But that basic fundamental right in the United States has been fairly protected against incursion. And in fact, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have state statutes that address holding certain judicial proceedings virtually and say that's just fine. But they also say it's just fine unless the individual demands to be physically present during the proceeding. And if that happens, you must provide it. Now, once you combine a guy whose behavior is at best to be described as erratic with proceeding pro se without an attorney and then removing him from the courtroom, I look at that quagmire and I say, you have some pretty good appealable issues. So here we go. You either, oh, great, she got a conviction in the face of all this complexity. Well, any judge should have gotten a conviction and any jury was going to convict that guy, one. So don't give her credit for that. And oh, by the way, the complicated stuff that she really absolutely needed to get right, I'm not quite sure that she did. And I would say there's pretty good grounds for appeal. I'll just say very briefly, I will always defend women candidates, whatever side of the political spectrum they come from, and that we shouldn't be attributing the behavior of children or what's going on in a family unit to tax female candidates. Jennifer Doerle is different. And it's if it was just about her son having some problems with the law, I'd say please don't attribute that to her. It's an unfair tax that female candidates pay. But that isn't the situation here. It's very clear. from records and reporting that Jennifer Darrow has effectively tried to prevent her son from being held accountable for his criminal activity that has led to the death of another. And for that, we cannot laud her for her family values or her being a mother. So I don't know on what basis Jennifer Darrow gets sold to the Wisconsin voting public, because I just can't see it.
Folks, that's Maggie Dawn. Very candid. I like when you're candid, Maggie. Dan O'Donnell, an inferior righty-whitey talk radio product, noted our morning product around here, Pat Kreitlow, the Up North News, had Protasiewicz on the show very recently. And we've heard Pat excerpt some of that interview, and Protasiewicz was asked about the law schools attended by both of the conservative candidates. Ironically, the very same law school.
The Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law, rebranded as Regent University.
Hey, that's Pat Robertson's finest. Apparently, Protasiewicz found, at least in the way the question was phrased, she found a little humor in their mutual admiration for Pat Robertson's law school and alumni status thereof. Now, Dan O'Donnell called her bigoted against, you know, their shared religion, in that she's a graduate of Marquette University Law School, a Jesuit Catholic school, kind of like you are, if I remember correctly, or maybe I get your undergrad and JD confused, but I know you went to Marquette at some point. Is she being bigoted by making fun of their law school?
I mean, let's just pause and observe for a minute, and then I'll tell you why I'm basically the only one that's credible in the state of Wisconsin to level all sorts of subjective criticisms about the schools that people attended. But ain't this rich, Dan O'Donnell? You conservative snowflakes can't handle it when anybody criticizes the stupidity that underlies all of these evangelical Christian nationalist wingnut beliefs that you espouse. And here we've got two Supreme Court candidates that attended such wingnut right Christian nationalist sort of school for law school, which is just an oxymoron if there ever was one. But let's just take a pause here and just talk about the academic credibility of the schools that these folks attended, all four candidates. We've got two that went to the wacky Pat Robertson wingnut conservative nationalist law school.
Maggie, they do have
go ahead, Mike.
At the Regent University, the attendees and alumni have a 40% bar passage rate.
I mean, is the law school even accredited? I think it might be. But, you know, I've never even seen it on like a top 250 law school list. So you've got that. Then you've got Judge Protasiewicz that attended Marquette University Law School and Judge Mitchell who attended Wisconsin Law School. So I went to Marquette for undergrad and my first graduate degree in mathematical economics. And then I went to Wisconsin for law school. My upbringing, it was from a child of Milwaukee public schools, and I'm a proud Rufus King graduate from 19th and Capitol. So if anybody can start criticizing these things, I'm just going to say it's me. And the only candidates that deserve any criticism for the school that they attended for law school are Jennifer Darrow and Dan Kelly. I just don't think anybody should want that much enmeshment between religious studies and the study of law in this country, because at least on some level, we're trying to be a secular democracy.
Doesn't Bucky have you pray to start your law school classes?
For 15 minutes before every class. If they had their way, Maggie, that's exactly how it would be. Maggie Dawn, stick around. Our friend coming right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
...27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 43. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 25. Tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance of snow, daytime highs approaching 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow with another 3 to 5 inches Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our guest, sticking around for another segment. Crew, do you got something to say?
I do. I've got new reporting from Dan Bice, the favored muckraker of the Journal Sentinel. Dan Bice is alleging through his writing and reporting today that former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly was employed by the Republican Party and the Republican National Committee to the tune of $120,000. And Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chair, said in a sworn deposition to the House committee last year on January 6th that he and Kelly had pretty extensive conversations about the fake elector scheme. Kelly was serving as the party's special counsel at the time. So apparently Dan Kelly is all down for the coup d'etat, the procedural
coup. Is the insinuation
coup
that Dan Kelly blessed the fraudulent elector scheme? Is that what he's saying?
I had brought him in on Wisconsin to kind of help with. He's from Wisconsin, Hitt said of Kelly in his testimony. I brought him to kind of advise on election law matters, understanding they were breaking election law at the time through right. commission of fraud. Right. A little bit more. Anything more? I'll keep reading. You chit chat with my girl, Maggie Dawn. Maggie, what's your impression to the breaking Bice's column?
Please, somebody find the cut of Dan Kelly's ad that's like, we need a constitutionalist on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then like cut right to the point where they're like, yeah, so us January 6th violent insurrectionists, we're looking for someone, you know, some patsy here in Wisconsin to help us try to put a little fig leaf of legal legitimacy on our crackpot insurrectionist legal theories that no actual lawyer like worth their salt would ever put their name on, right? I mean, now we know that Tucker Carlson was calling Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, and Sidney Powell like crackpots and completely crazy people. And if Tucker Carlson is calling your legal theories wingnut and crackpot and that you shouldn't be put on the air, yeah, you're probably out there a little bit. So yes, the strict constitutionalist Dan Kelly equals violent insurrection and complete legal fabrications. Yeah, that makes you qualified. Put him back on the Supreme Court.
Well, and I mean, this whole Dominion lawsuit, it's all over the news with Dominion and Fox News. And these quotes, these communications texts and whatnot back and forth between the hosts of Fox News talking about Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. She's crazy. He's crazy. This is terrible. I mean, but then they go on. Then they go on in front of the cameras and they don't say those things. You know,
defend the ideas, Dom. It's not even not saying what they believe. It's saying the exact opposite. It is they were engaged in active daily lies to the American public, whom they must think are the stupidest people on the planet, right? Like if I was a Fox News viewer and believed any of that and read any of the text messages, I would be so angry, because there's nothing that they can stand behind to say, like, well, I sort of thought that then, but no better now. No, like, there's two pieces of news this week that I think are game changing and aren't getting, frankly, talked about enough. And that one, this is what we're talking about right now, Dominic. The Fox News Dominion lawsuit and the discovery bomb that Dominion has, and that's all of these communications. They need to meet the standard, which is very high, of actual malice to put forward a claim for libel or slander and make it collectible on. And I think they've made a prima facie case, at least enough to go to a jury on, because of these text messages. So that's huge news point one. And that is every conservative, every single one of them, to a rule, knew that what was being said was a lie, was insane, that they were engaged in a knowing but uncoordinated conspiracy to lie to the American people, and it resulted in a violent insurrection on January 6th. That's big piece of news one. Big piece of news two is the day after Trump leaves the White House, Jared Kushner creates a private equity fund, and the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund gives him $2 billion a year to manage, which will pay Jared Kushner $25 million a year, even though the very people the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund hired to vet their investments wrote in a document, which is now public, that Jared Kushner's private equity fund was totally unqualified with no history of any returns and doesn't meet any of the Sovereign Wealth Fund's requirements of an investment manager. And they gave him the $2 billion anyways. I don't know. Hunter Biden's laptop? Sure, let's talk about that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Maggie Dawn, I know, but this has not been, I mean, maybe there's some new news with this particular release, but we know that Jared Kushner was not qualified to run any sort of fund. We know that he got the $2 billion. I mean, so I can't believe, what are you so mad about, Maggie?
Here's why. We have the literal receipts, as the kiddies like to say now, right? We have the document from the Sovereign Wealth Fund's own internal due diligence team. That's new, because I think to cut through some of this baloney, it can't be like, yeah, it's a duck because it's got web feet, feathers, and quacks. Like, people, they're all Judases, right? It's like they don't believe it, even though it's right in front of their eyes. So here are the receipts. Here's the document that says, we have never given money to anyone with your call or anyone with as few qualifications as Jared Kushner. And then 2 weeks later, the vote changes because MBS got involved. And now Jared Kushner is $2 billion that he can basically fritter away and earn $25 million a year. I mean, we've got the receipts. I think the same thing is true in the Fox and Dominion lawsuit. We've got the receipts. You cannot deny that Tucker Carlson, Lawyer Ingram, all of them, Fox executives, including Rupert Murdoch, who's like, hey, could we maybe get sued over this, you guys? Is this
Lou Dobbs. Yep. They said Lou Dobbs that North Korea was more nuanced than Lou Dobbs. I mean, this is friendly fire from the inside, Maggie. 100%.
Maggie Dawn, have a wonderful weekend. Always great to have you come around on the Devil's Advocates. Got to get you back on Dawn of the Resistance. People love that show. They miss that show. They want more of that show. Maggie, we'll catch up real soon.
I'll see you soon,
thanks,
Maggie.
Guys.
The Happier Happy Hour, it rolls on. It's Friday. We party up in here. Your grievances could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said China's surveillance balloon program has now been exposed to the world.
What we know is we are not the only ones on the receiving end of the Chinese spy balloons. More than 40 countries have had these balloons go over their territory, and this goes back some years.
Speaking to ABC News in Munich after he met with China's foreign minister, the first high-level diplomatic meeting since that balloon was shot down 2 weeks ago. The U.S. and South Korea flew supersonic bombers in a joint display after North Korea launched an ICBM. The 39th president, Jimmy Carter, has entered hospice care in his home in Plains, Georgia. At 98, Carter is the longest living president in American history. He served one term from 1977 to 1981. The president of Norfolk Southern pledged support to the community of East Palestine, Ohio. He visited Saturday. That's the town where a Norfolk Southern freight train derailed, discharging some hazardous chemicals. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Yeah. Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier happy hour. What a tremendous show we've had so far. We had former Wisconsin State Senator, Republican, twice elected Majority Leader Dale Schultz. We had the CEO of Civic Media, my partner Sage Weil, making really, really big announcements on behalf of the corporation. We've expanded. We've built the Death Star. The network is complete, baby. Within about 60 business days, once the FCC blesses, Civic Media moving into the Eau Claire market, the La Crosse market, one more FM in the Oshkosh market, and the Packers in the Southern Milwaukee Metro. Did I mention we got Gilbert Brown working around here these days?
Yeah, man.
The newest under the helmet with Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, and our pal Earl Ingram. That plays out tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Network. Our other fine, less political sort kind of guy, Charlie Behrens, the Cripes cast, going off a brand new one at noon tomorrow. And for you Badger fans, and isn't it all of us, the Badgers have a tip-off tomorrow at 11 against Rutgers. They're playing well. They beat Michigan the other day.
Even after all the trash talking.
And Marquette, we are your Marquette station in two different marketplaces. Marquette's playing quite well. They won a tip in the other night. They're in the top 10, top 15-ish.
Yeah, top 10.
Badgers hope to work into the top 10 of the Big Ten right now. They're trying to work their way back in. Positioning for the tournament. And you can position on the phones at 844-967-2789. We'll get there in a minute. Norman, if you're patient for like two more minutes, dude, you've been a champ. You'll go first. But Dom, I got to continue this conversation. The Dominion, the Fox News filing that Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, was referencing. A headline here, scandalous.
Scandalous.
Sort of a, you know, the Cliff Notes version of what the Washington Post media critic Eric Wimple is currently reporting. And he found himself astonished by the, air quote, scandalous information the lawyers representing Dominion Voting Systems have unearthed in their lawsuit against Foxy News. Writing on Twitter, Wimple highlighted internal messages sent to Fox News hosts where they privately bashed the conspiracy theories. They were bashing the stop the steal theories of the former president Donald Trump and his allies, even as they lent credence to those theories on their own shows. Those duplicitous, defaming sons of guns. Here's one, Dom. Sidney Powell is a bit nuts, said Fox News host Laura Ingraham of the lawyer that claimed the dead Venezuelan strongman Hugo Chavez conspired with Dominion to steal the election from Trump. Which part of that statement's a little bit nuts, do you think, Laura? Sidney Powell is lying, wrote Tucker Carlson in his separate message. However, Wimple noted that there was a simple reason that Fox News hosts would not air these views on their own shows. They feared their viewers would simply turn on Newsmax or another right-wing cable news station that would tell them what they wanted to hear. When Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich fact-checked a Trump tweet with false claims about Dominion voting systems, for example, Carlson told host Sean Hannity, please get her fired because her tweet is measurably hurting the company. And what he meant by that, Dom, was frickin' stock price.
Please get her fired. Seriously, what the F? I'm actually shocked. It needs to stop immediately. Like tonight is measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down. Not a joke.
I think they're in real trouble. You'd think? Like to see some of the other right-wing outlets that spun these stop the steal sort of efforts, these fraudulent allegations that they made on the radio. I'm looking at you, Dan O'Donnell. You were the liar in chief on this stop the steal movement, were you not? Hell, were you not the invited witness by Dom's girl Janelle Branchon, the Assembly Elections Committee? I remember being in the Capitol, Dom, in the Wisconsin Capitol during a lockdown, during a pandemic, and they were playing the testimony, what I allege would be false, perhaps even defaming testimony of Dan O'Donnell. When's he going to get freaking sued? Just asking for a friend.
Just asking questions.
844-967-2789. The incredibly patient Norman from Orfordville. How you doing, Norm?
Hey, Norman.
Hey, I'm doing great, Curry. I was going to give a compliment to Sage when he was there, but that was a half hour ago.
Ah, he's listening. He's in the building. I got him.
Ah, good. Well,
I got him
well,
a spotted anyway, cow. It's going to take him at least that long to finish it.
Hey, I just put a few fingers of vodka in a glass myself, so I mean, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it's Friday, baby.
Yeah. Hey, but I'll turn my compliment into a grievance, okay? When are you going to get a signal to me down here in Orfordville? I'm in a radio desert.
Where's Orfordville exactly? What's nearest? Nearest city?
It's just Orfordville. West of Footville.
Where?
It's just west of Footville.
No, come on, man. Give me a county or a direction. I've heard of it.
It's Rock County. It's
west of Janesville.
South of Madison.
I would say, and I would give this advice to anyone that listens to my voice right now, I would always start with 540 AM. I'm telling you, Norman, if you listen to the Shaw signal, the 540 AM WAUK signal, that dips all the way into, like, Janesville, into Rock County, Clear signal, not faking it over there. So go try the 540 and drink some more vodka, grumpy old man. 844. Nice. Come on, can't talk trash.
Come on, man.
We just made the Death Star, and he's like,
I know, man.
You know, there's a hole in the Death Star.
They want some more, man.
There's a hole in the Death Star, our weak spot, apparently, Orfordville.
There's a hole in the blanket, man. We gotta patch the blanket.
I didn't even know there was an Orfordville. No, I did, but I didn't know exactly where it was. I'm learning. I've learned so much about geography at the great state of Wisconsin this summer. Driving around, listening to radio signals, all the local, whatever. Never tuned in Orfordville. I'll admit it. It's hard to find a station there worth listening to. Get the Civic Media app, man. What do you want from me? The original Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
How you doing, Claire?
I'm good. Congratulations, Crudy.
Well, congrats to us all. We're all growing, aren't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, Claire.
This is exciting.
The community is growing. Our friends. Like, it's a bigger party now. You know when you throw a good party? Aren't you always just a little more excited when you show up at a party and you're like, man, this one's a rager. All my friends are here.
Oh.
Well, Claire, now we're making all kinds of new friends.
You're going to have a big bash somewhere.
I'm having one in the studio right now, Claire. I wish you were here. No, we're going to continue. I mean, you know how Dom and I do it. We're going to party. Girl, you know we're going to party. Well, you know, the weather's got to turn warmer. Then we'll party. Sometime after the spring primary, because all our focus mostly is on building the network and winning the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the soul of the state of Wisconsin. That's where all our efforts are right now, Claire.
And I did vote today.
Oh,
I absentee
excellent.
Voted today.
Do you care?
And I did not vote for Dan Kelly.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Thankfully, Claire, I'm hearing those messages.
You.
But you know, he's the true constitutional conservative, Claire.
He's the one that helped arrange the false Trump electors, according to the Dan Bice reporting.
Yes, some
and
breaking
the
news.
Testimony of Andrew Hitt to the January 6th committee. That's just the sort of guy you want in the Supreme Court, the guy that would rationalize away the Constitution.
Maybe I could redo my vote.
That should have been your guy, Claire. 844. Have a wonderful weekend, Claire. Thanks for joining us. Want to get to lots of nice people at 844-967-2789. Better not be some more Rock County trash talking, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right. Hey, dude, over in Orfordville, you just got to get the Civic Media app, man, and sometimes you can get that beast.
What about
eat,
the? What about
maybe
the?
Not all the time.
Well, then you need a. I would sell my house and move closer to the signal.
I put a 40-foot antenna up. Remember?
Oh yeah, you're that guy, Rico.
Put a bigger antenna up. Put a bigger antenna up. Dude.
Problem solved. Hey. Right?
Or more cavities and more fillings in your teeth. Either way, you'll get better reception. But Rico, you probably have a grievance this Friday, man. What? Lay it on us, fella.
Well, I don't really have a grievance. I just want to add a kind of a compliment. I mean, I wanted to commend Maggie on bringing up this handling of the Daryl Brooks parade case. I think old Miss Doro, Jennifer Doro, you know, decided, oh, she was going to hang her hat on this thing, you know, and you got to wonder, you know, if it wasn't for that, would she really even be in this race?
No, that's her only claim to fame. Almost exclusively Rico.
Well, that and her and her husband opening up a gun range bar / wedding venue.
But Rico, you know, the only reason she is in the race is because she was encouraged to join the race because Dan Kelly is so unappealing, even to his own party. People recognize Dan Kelly's a big loser. Outside the apparent insurrection work he did for the Republicans and the RNC, I mean, the guy got beat by 163,000 votes 2 years ago. Is he going to do better this time? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no. But, you know, this whole thing with the handling of the Daryl Brooks case, am I on or off the air here?
You're on.
This whole handling of it. Okay, this whole handling of this now just, you know, I'm glad Maggie brought it up. I think I brought it up a month ago and got Maggie started on kind of the question with the change of venue, and I'm glad she took it right to where she did, because that's where I was hoping that conversation went.
Rico, Maggie Dawn takes all her legal advice on venue from you in Rock County.
Yeah.
Should have moved it down there. Buddy, we got lots of people jammed up. Want to keep moving on the phones. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Gene from North Carolina, Tar Heel Country. Welcome, Gene. What do you got for us?
Hi, Gene.
Hey. Hi. Congratulations, you guys.
Well,
I was turned
you
on to you guys about 3 months ago. I grew up in Wisconsin. And I am just loving your station so much. You guys are intelligent. You're funny as hell. And we needed a progressive radio station in the worst way.
What part of North Carolina do you live in? Where are you at in Carolina?
I live in the southwestern part of the state. So we border on Georgia and then Tennessee as well.
Okay, so like down by Asheville or farther south than that?
Yeah. Asheville, yeah.
You know, there used to be a progressive radio station.
Right near Marjorie Taylor Greene's district,
oh,
unfortunately.
No.
Well, you're also in Mark Meadows' district and Madison Cawthorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jeannie,
my God. Yeah.
Gene, you picked
Thank
a bad
God Madison
district.
Didn't make it. I know I did. I mean, I know. I didn't even want to come here because it's so chumpy, but here I am.
Gene, you keep listening. We'll try to keep you sane and honest, but I got to tell you picked a hell of a terrible district. when your legacy is Mark Meadows and Madison Cawthorn, beautiful part of the state of North Carolina.
That just goes to show you that they need some love and attention, man. They need a hug. They need the civic media warm blanket, man. They weren't always that way. You just got to bring them along.
I prefer Death Star. You know, I've actually, you met my DNA daddy, Chuck.
Yeah.
He's living across the border in Tennessee. He's in, I forget what they call it, Whitesburg. The unfortunately named Whitesburg.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Tennessee, it does seem about right. I think he's probably proud of me, though, in that I've unwrapped the devil wagon. I drove it down to Tennessee. He wouldn't even get in the car with me and my kids going to town. Yeah. Like, oh, man, we got a church on every corner here. But I further disappointed him. And I told him, you know, the good news is I don't give a damn if you're disappointed. You're not my real daddy. Well, maybe he is, but you know what I mean. He didn't raise me or anything, so I don't care if he's disappointed. But my newest outrage for DNA Daddy Chuck.
What's that?
I killed the devil radio, and I put up my new Facebook, you know, top of the page. Jesus hates the Cubs. Go Brewers. And as a Cardinals fan, I thought he would appreciate the sentiment, but apparently a little too Jesus-y.
No.
More of us, come back.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little sound bite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 43. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 25. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow with another 3 to 5 inches Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
For those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Mrs. Curdy said, great show today. I've stayed awake through the entirety of it.
Great. Excellent compliment. Appreciate it. Lee from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Lee. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lee.
I want to comment on this, the right-wing thing about we don't want abortion, but they don't want to prevent guns only because they need more kids to shoot at in the elementary schools, in the high schools.
Terrible.
Come on, man. That's a harsh assessment, Lee.
We need more targets. You can't have abortions. We need more targets.
Oh, damn, brutally. That's brutal, man.
That is quite a grievance. 844-967-2789. Lots of you with your Friday grievances, like Mary from Tulsa. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Crude and Dom. No grievance here. Rather, kudos for you and Civic Radio. And it's based on a quote that I heard recently that brought you to mind. And the quote is by Vladimir Putin. And he said, once he had the media, he had the people. And so I think we all know that, you know, the phenomenal growth that Devil's Radio and Civic Media have had recently, you know, are moving ahead with this. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you,
well, thank
Mary.
You, Mary.
The Death Star, or fuzzy warm blanket, depending on your perspective, is nearly complete. It will be complete this quarter.
Credibility matters. A lot of the conversation we've talked about today, you know, the Fox News Dominion thing. You have journalists up there, and we talked about some of the right-wing talk radio hosts here in the state of Wisconsin, saying one thing in private and then saying an entirely different thing in public. For what? For ratings. For money. I get it. You know, would they really lose that much? I mean, is Mike Lindell not going to sell his pillows on Fox News if they just didn't go along to the nth degree with this fraud?
I'm telling you, Dom, in Milwaukee, which is the best right-wing talk radio marketplace, AM talk radio marketplace in the nation, between the hard right and the center right stations, they pull a 20 share. That's enormous. Trust me, I'm a radio geek. That's enormous. But the ratings of right-wing talk radio, the hard right station, it was rigged. They stole it from us. The Trump support of Stop the Steal, you know, the place that hosts Dan O'Donnell. Their ratings nearly doubled in the month of January. The difference being nobody wanted to hear that Joe Biden was the duly elected president of the United States. But when the January 6th kicked off, when they blew it all up, when they went full insurrectionist, full coup, since that time, right-wing talk radio has doubled their ratings, Dom. Doubled.
Wow. Wow.
So when you talk about doubling your ratings, you've probably more than doubled your advertising revenues because it starts to be a really big number. So this is misleading the audience for fun and profit. And if you go lone wolf and shoot something up, well, you know, damn it, that's the price of profit. But I don't believe that they believe, maybe Vicky, but Dan O'Donnell's an attorney in his own regard. Dan O'Donnell knows when he's lying, but he does it anyways. 844-967-2789. Chrissy from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dom and Crute.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hi. So, what do you think of what happened this week with our overhead guests?
With our what?
Our UFOs. Our UFOs.
Well, my understanding,
the balloons,
the one that was shot down over Lake Huron, and all credit to Todd Alba. He had the Brigadier General The head of the Wisconsin Air National Guard is an exclusive in-studio guest in the Solidarity Realty Studios earlier today and didn't really, you know, break any big news. But my understanding the UFO was a ham radio club of the UP, and the balloon was not quite large. So when they used a $400,000 missile to shoot down like a hefty bag full of helium, and then they missed and they used another one.
Let's talk about
this. It seems a little troubling, Chrissy, but yes, let's talk.
I agree. Let's talk about this. So I see this week as being a way of both parties coming together. I don't know if you've seen that people, Senator Warren and Rubio, they all signed a bunch of a form to get a new UFO task force out there. And of course, you know what else I'm going to tell you, Crudy. I told you I wanted to be interviewed, but I have seen a UFO 45 feet over my head here in Madison, and it was a craft. Unless you've already shut me off, I don't know.
No, you're still here, Chrissy. I've seen UFOs when I was in college, so I'm with you. What was the shape?
Good. All right. It was an almond shape, and it was 20 feet over my three-story apartment building. And it was about 60 feet wide by 30 feet wide. It was black. It was moving in the shape of the ship, meaning I did not see an edge. I saw the propulsion on this thing, and it had five rectangle lights on it that I saw, and it went right over my head, 22 miles an hour, 5 seconds. And it was pure silence. I swear, I live near Bridge Road and the Beltline. And for those 5 seconds, it went completely silent. It hit my heart. It was so silent. I have tinnitus. It took away the tinnitus. And this thing just was so amazing to see. I wasn't scared or anything. It just was amazing. And
that's crazy.
It is. And you know what? There's UFO Twitter out there. People are seeing things left and right. I haven't met anyone that has seen one 45 feet over my head yet, but I hope to meet some. I'm going to go to Roswell next month.
Well, I mean, Chrissy, the Pentagon is releasing video of things that they don't know what it is and you know, weird shapes and movements. So, I mean, it's out there, and hopefully we'll get some clarity as time moves on. Thanks for the call, Chrissy.
The truth, it's out there, Tom. What do you think the truth is?
What's the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not alone, Crudy. We got Annie from Watertown. Hey, Annie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie, how you doing, sister?
Oh, como esta? I thought that was sort of a good idea to, think of the Mayo or whatever. But maybe I should say, Patu, Barato, Nico, remember.
Are you auditioning for our new humorous Latino show? Because that's not the sort of aliens that Dom was referencing.
Or that you know, Patu, Barato, Nico, what's the movie that's from, where the spaceship comes down? Michael Rennie? I don't know either.
It's Friday. We're going to call her quits.
We're going to call it.
Thank you all for listening. Our fine guests today included Maggie Dawn, Sagewild CEO of Civic Media, and of course, former state senator Dale Schultz. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening to our show. Don't forget, Pizza Box Mike, a sad edition this evening at 7 o'clock, and Native Roots Radio Badgers at 11, Charlie Barron's at noon, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, 1 o'clock tomorrow. Keep it locked, Civic Media. We're going worldwide, baby!
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I love this
song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.